The one thing, the only thing notable that Herbert Marshall McLuhan ever said was that there's a body, there's a body, there's a body that's coming. There's a body. What do you call that body? Are you doing your homework? What do you call that body? It's not the chip body. It's called the
new body.
What body?
The
new body. What's it called? What's it called? What's it called?
You mean the tech body?
Yes, the name of the body. It's not the chip body, right? Not the other bodies, which is the new body.
The tech body.
Technology body, yes. Because see what happened before, the chip body was what you put into it. But the tech body takes what you've given it and turns it into its own thing. Now they decide what goes on the beat. Now they decide. Now you have to be clever and you have to put under spaces. You can't say this word. You can't say that word or they'll cut you off. They'll turn you off if you're not a bleeding heart liberal rag Democrat.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what happened. That's what Marshall was saying. The meeting is the message. Look out. That's where they mess you up. That's where you're looking at stuff. It's you're doing it all wrong. They come to take over. They come to get you. You're watching TV. No, TV's watching you. Now, all of a sudden, everything you open on the Facebook book, they're rubbing it right back in your face. It's all good, just so you know. So now, thank God there was Wyndham Lewis, and thank God Beefheart. Thank God T.S. Eliot didn't kill himself when he should have, but he didn't. He did what he could. Thank God all these things was worked out. So that people now, just now, in this body can hear Marshall McLuhan's words. Because they certainly didn't hear his words then. Who the fuck listened to that man then? Not a living soul except for Bob and three idiots in the East Village Grill and heebie-jeebies on 84th Street. That's about the sum total of everybody that's ever listened to that ridiculous stuff. From that side, and Bob would get up there and he'd do push-ups on a dollar bill. The damnedest thing you ever seen in your life. Now, he was a strapper then, girls. He was all that in the back of the kitchen doing push-ups on a dollar bill. You should have seen it. It's the most wonderful thing ever. He was a catch, that one. Yes, he was. And so that's all it was about. And they still talking about it, but that's it. That was good. Okay, we done now. We can go to the beach, right, Bob?
I think I'm the only one that's talking about that, Bob.
Yes, that's true. You go.
But we figured out what tech body is. It's the new, you know, Facebook rules.
Facebook.
Kicking everybody off.
Yeah.
That's the tech body. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what that is, Alyssa? That's the chip body becoming an art form. Art form is defined as programmed by people according to their values.
Before it's obsolete. Just
don't tell Clinton.
Right.
Don't tell Clinton.
Don't worry. If he don't get over it, it'll kill him. Don't worry. The people who don't get over this, they'll be gone. Puff, they're gone.
Yeah.
But this is how it's going to work. It's just like Pharaoh. It's just like Egypt and Pharaoh. They'll wipe every name off of every stone. It'll be as though you never existed. It'll be, if you go 10 pages deep in there, it's like they can't even find your zip code. They can't find your social security number. They can't find on the dark web. If you're 10 pages deep, it's over. They can't find you at all. You don't exist. You're not. And that's what...
Alyssa, I just checked. Yeah, Clinton just came in. Let's get and see what Clinton did. Hear that, Clinton? That warning about
Clinton.
A warning to you, Clinton. Your days are numbered. You don't adapt to the tech body.
If you get stuck,
talked the last 4 or 5 minutes.
That's what. Yes,
yeah,
you heard
good.
Enough.
Well, it was just at the good part. We're praising and lauding your exculpatory work you've done. It's so amazing. We are just thrilled and jiggly all over. It's like a warm fuzzy all over the place. It's a sound.
Oh,
okay.
Well, yes,
now,
I know
on,
I'm master
on,
of the chip body.
We didn't call you yet. You hold on just a damn minute. You are a guest here. You are a guest here, and you will remain a guest here as long as we can.
Okay, so
we were not finished. We were talking to the sweet one. Go ahead.
You can call me Fasola. Fine.
Ooh, girly, stop! No, you make that teethy hard. You be careful. You better be easy. Okay. Now, let me tell you, that whole position from the vibrational frequency, there are some things that will affect the tech body. That's real. Okay. The fasola, that frequency can never be touched. The whole thing will fall away, but that frequency, will always stay. That'll stay. Okay? Because it permeates even those bodies. Now, here's what y'all cannot fucking forget. You cannot forget. Well, okay, if you forget this, Clinton, it's not going to go good for you. The tiny note cleans all this up. If you don't get the tiny note, you could get stuck at any step of the way. Y'all almost got lost in the LaRue Quadrant. That motherfucker's dead, thank God. We almost got in the Thompson Quadrant. Some of you didn't survive that. You lost some of them in the Thompson Quadrant. Bobby, they never made it because they forgot the tiny note. When everything is obsolesce, now it's made these bodies have made a whole nother body. All right? That was the chip body was supposed to be the end. And then the lost android meme all of a sudden is obsolete. And then we got the mechanical bride, see? And McLuhan told you all this. He laid this all out, but it didn't affect then. It wasn't about then. He was talking about 8-track tapes, but it wasn't anything about an 8-track tape player. He was saying that technology would turn into another technology. That's what he was saying. And that's what happened. Because he said it, maybe because he meant it. That damn Danny Hall, that's what screwed everything up. That bitch on TV, and then everything goes to hell, and that's what happens. But anyway, set that aside. What's happened is you got to have the tiny note to retrieve. When it's retrieved, the tiny note cleans it up to basically put it, the tech body, what is it? It, too many pronouns, too many words, to put it in its place. That means the tech body in check.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Bobby Fischer. He didn't think. The computer, if you tell the computer how to think, the tech body will use it against you. You see?
Yeah.
The machine is what's happening. The machine is what's typing. Nobody's working. Nobody goes to work. They sit in traffic. They got a car. They got a cell phone. They got an iPhone. They got a Peapod. They go somewhere and they stand around for a little while and they give them some monies, or they don't, or they have some monies, or they're buying ice cream with something. They tap their phone and their phone says, "Yes, you've been a good boy. Have some ice cream." That machine, you can have be a billionaire and they can turn that machine off in a second. Sorry, insufficient funds. Tap again. Sorry, insufficient funds. Tap again. For your whole world, the golden eye, the eagle eye, y'all remember that movie? All these things can be tapped, not from your government strategy. The body itself is taking over, getting ready for Bob's meeting in the air with the alien.
So, two topics.
You heard
come
it
out
here
of
first.
That.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. I've been holding it back, but I can squeeze it out. Yeah. I told not to tell anybody.
Bob, you told
Bob's meeting in the air.
To tell them what the hell. We snuck you by. We could have left it right then. It would have been all right. But you said something. So there you go.
Did you say Bob's meeting in the air?
With the aliens.
You'll never catch us repeating that. You never
So the tech body's the AM
squared. Now, you're not one to go around spreading rumors. Well, really, we're just not the gossiping kind. You'll never get one of us repeating gossip. So you better be sure and listen close the first time. There you go.
So the carbon computing,
we didn't say nothing about no, hold on, Maud. We didn't say nothing about no carbon computing. You're talking about something else now. So Bob's got to make a new note. Open a new email, Bob. Carbon computing, you're asking a question about that. Okay, now if you're going to talk about the carbon computing, we can talk about that. That's a new, that's better. Good, Bob. So if you're going to do that, you've got to open a new email about it. So is that what you want to do? Are you through? We're going to something else now? Because that's not what you're saying.
No, I'm not through. So the chart lattice work that Bob and I were doing.
Yes.
The tiny note will clean up the tech body. And the tech body doesn't need to be acknowledged in the chart because the tech body is the AM squared.
It would be, it's AM cubed. It's not squared.
Okay.
It's cubed. Because it's the body of the body. This is 2 times 2 times 2 is 8. It's not 2 squared, that's 4. It's 2 cubed, that's 8. The octet is 8. This isn't Hendiades now, darling. This is the birthing of a body. This is a body squared. So it's a squared square.
So two bodies had a body. Yeah, two bodies had a body.
No. Five bodies had... No, because this had each of those bodies are parts. See the quadrants.
Right.
You have the quadrants, and they all have to be obsolete and retrieved. But if you don't have the tiny note, it doesn't clean it up, and so you can get stuck in any one of those different quadrants. And it's a trick so Bob can slang other people off of the Flying Genie, like Bob Carr and Ralph Doobie and those CKLM people and Slick Slack Dog Slack Bitch Slack Whore Fuck Bitch Slack Whore
Reverend Stang.
That stuff. Reverend Stingy. Well, he's Stanky now, Reverend Stanky. He can't get a zip code to Bobville, to Bobstown. The zip code of Bobstown is where the tiny note brings you out of if you're able to come out. But this tank body, nobody talked about, nobody knew. McLuhan told you. LaRouche warned you of it. Thompson said it couldn't be, but it was going to happen anyway because you can't believe anything. And, of course, Wyndham said that the Nazis was going to take the Jews off of the planet while they were in the process of painting people's ears that don't fit anyway, because that's what happens. It's a really weird thing after you get to that side. So the issue becomes the dogmatic repose that those different positions apply to, not what they apply of, what they apply to. And so, therefore, it's not the carbon body. That's what's going to replace this.
Yeah. So...
Hey, Alyssa, I think I'm targeting Clinton a lot of this. Clinton's just reading Wyndham Lewis now, I think. So, it's been odd about Wyndham Lewis past week. He knew Clinton was coming. What do you think of that, Clinton? Tracking you.
I'm...
Speechless. Yes, flattered.
To get through. They want you to get through the bodies into the tiny note and complete it so you can get out.
But no, he's got to go to the Media Ecology Conference the end of June and impress the old boys.
Oh, my God. Suicide. I don't know. What is that?
Social suicide.
What is it? The song? Life's been good today. Kill yourself anyway. You know the way to go. You gotta get a hold. Run the line. Run the line. Run the line. Kill yourself. Yeah, suicide. Kill yourself. Yeah, you know the gold childish. What's his name?
Bob?
Eddie Murphy.
Gambino. Yeah, shoot him in the face. It's great stuff.
This is America.
But yeah, sorry for you, America. This is America. Bam! This is America. Bam! We told y'all all this before it was. You remember that. We were talking about running county and got a little bit bitched about it because he's like, stop telling everybody they're going to kill everybody. They're going to kill us. And then they started doing it. And it was like, okay, never mind. You just told us what was going to happen. You didn't cause it. She was concerned we were causing it to happen. And we're going to be liable. No, honey, we just tell you what was going to happen. We didn't say they run the red light. We said they put up a red light, and the thing is red. That's what you're noticing now is the red light is the blood dripping off the light switches. That's what's happening. So just saying, happy days, it's all good. You notice they don't want no blood no more. They ain't trying to collect blood no more. They threw it at. They don't need no more blood all of a sudden. They just letting them die.
Shoot yourself in the face if you want to.
Hell yeah, tear it up. That's it. This is a party liquor.
So you're saying the Android meme cubed is the tech body?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're saying that's the octad?
It's completely archaic because you'll never get it. Once you're obsolete, don't mess this up. What do you get? Okay. How did you get to the hexad? If you don't get out of the four bodies, there were four bodies. And then there was a fifth body. Then the hexadic is an expression of the landscape. Yes or no? Don't tell us now. We don't know nothing. We get this shit from Bob.
The pentad.
Right. Y'all got a few
things
right here.
The pentad uses the four bodies and juggles all and synthesizes all the other four bodies. So, yes, the pentad is more of a landscape.
And the exegesis, run an exegesis of the android me. What is the exegesis of the android me?
Is your word made flesh?
Alyssa's mind broke.
No, Quentin, you just said the word made flesh?
The video, I'm quoting Videodrome.
Right.
Videodrome.
Well,
Videodrome.
When you say exegesis, you're talking about origin. Origin of
explanation. Not necessarily origin, just an explanation in depth. Grammar.
Yeah.
The grammar role.
Yeah, the exposition of the reading between the lines.
Okay, Clint, you're blipping in and out. Fix your phone or something.
That's the resonant interval. It's the resonant interval.
That's causing his phone to click out? Are you talking about his phone flipping out?
No, we don't care about him. We're talking to you. It's the resonant interval.
Okay, good.
Resonant interval. That's right. Because that's where they leaked out. See, Bob, that's where the four bodies died. They leaked. They gave blood, and that blood they gave ended up making the android me. The android me was in the mystery landscape because they was fucking in the garden. They didn't know where they was. Okay. The angels were involved, but it's trouble after that. Because then all of a sudden, this bastard bitch Bob baby, the poor bastard bitch Bob baby turned into Mr. Tech. Hello, Mr. Tech, you bitch Bob baby. Yeah, that's the bitch Bob baby. Bob bitch baby. Rubber bubby baby bumpers. Rubber bubby baby bumpers.
So tactility squared is the
android meme on my chart. That's the android meme on my chart.
Tactility squared is the android meme, and they're saying android meme is the resonant node.
Bob's baby, he was talking about a process of how we got to the android meme through the resonant interval from the four bodies.
Okay. And so then the AM squared is how do we place the AM squared in this conversation?
That's a mistake. we jumped the AM cube.
Yeah, we jumped. Okay, screw the AM squared, screw all that.
Yeah, screw that. Okay, you're on your way to the hexadic. That's the question here. The pentad is the fifth. Now, is the fifth the mystery landscape or the android beam one? I'm not sure what I am saying there because the pentad is in the fifth position. But hexad is where we're going. Now, Ion just said octet. You can't talk about the octet. No one's experienced it. That's an ascended situation. I don't see how the tech body could replace the octet. That's pretty serious.
It is the octet because it's the retrieval. You've been obsolesced. Once you obsolesce it, it has to be retrieved. That's what opens the lotus flower.
The retrieval of the tech body or the retrieval of the octet, which did you say there?
They are. We just said that's exactly what we said. You have a tech body. You have to obsolesce it. When the little tiny note cleans that up, once it's obsolesced and retrieved, the retrieval is the representation of the octet, which is what opens the lotus flower.
Wow, that's
so
pretty incredible.
So Bob, when you're in the hexadic, you've finished doing the pentad and juggling the bodies, and
you're interacted with ions effect since 2000.
Yeah.
The hectad.
Yeah. So the hex.
We did a flip a little trip on them, and see, this is where people like Clinton get all this way, because they work really hard to learn something. Ooh, they get the Mickey box, and they get out of their tanks, and they get out of their mind, and they go checking this out, and they start looking up verb tenses, and start learning something.
That's what I was doing.
Learn the difference between a semicolon and a colon. Ooh, it's going to be amazing if they ever get down to tenses of verbs, conjugations of verbs. Oh, Lord, high-minded we are. That's how you can stand in a bag of chips, for sure. Once you come to that place, this now gets rid of all that. You drop all that away. And then all you get left with is SMH.
So, what am I doing right now?
What did you say, Clinton?
Shaking your head. He's shaking his head.
Is that what
SMH is? Wait, I just said some, icon.
Yeah.
Shaking my head. Okay. So, Clinton, were you shaking your head?
Yeah.
Were you shaking your head? You know, Clinton, you're hearing very advanced media quality post-McLuhan, post-Croker here. It's incredible. Some of the stuff I've never heard before from Ion. He did sort of lay out something yesterday, which I'll play probably on Saturday, but he's really extending it here on McLuhan Week, explaining McLuhan and going past
Yay.
It.
Yay.
Yeah, so,
this is a real... Bob, this is a real... Mom. This is a real mom.
Yeah, that's right. McLuhan on Maui, 2011.
Yeah, mom.
Centenary. Mom, that's what we called it.
The real one. It's the real one. That was the most ridiculous thing. You know that Andrew Crystal, bless his heart, is he ever going to live? Is he going to live, you think?
He's not going to live.
Are we not supposed to talk to him? Did he sell everything in the garage sale? He probably had to.
So anyhow, set that aside. But it's the point
Clinton,
of what that was all
Clinton
about.
Clinton almost would meet Andrew on the end of June, but Andrew's pissed off at the MEA, so he didn't come. He's not coming. So, unfortunately, Clinton won't meet Andrew.
Goodbye, the tickets,
so,
Goody. Goodbye,
maybe
the tickets,
you got better
Goody.
Connections than I do.
I do. I do.
Oh. I talk to Andrew almost every day.
He owns the fucking manuscripts, the real ones, not the ones that Eric couldn't afford.
Yeah, wait, hey, comment on
and
the
he's
dialogue.
Got a butler, and he's got a butler in the library with a pipe and beat the fuck out of anybody that comes and tries to steal him. It's so wonderful. It's
you
great.
Mean a
it's
butleress.
Great.
A butleress.
No, in my library.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
Dad's
the
ghost.
Archive.
My father's ghost. My father's ghost. But comment on Clinton and Andrew McLuhan, the grandson's dialogue they did 6 weeks ago or something. Did you notice that one?
The fun thing of that is, if you really, really, really dissect the actual words that were said, it makes you wonder if you ever knew who Marshall McLuhan really was ever in the first place.
That's right.
If you really got down to it.
Well, he didn't know him. He didn't. He was born in 1978. Yeah. Marshall was gone in 1979.
No. But he represents the inside parts of the foundational trust that will survive and hold all things true and dear from the Coach House. Everything, every word Margaret ever wrote is going to be held in infamy from now on, for sure. We're goddamn going to protect Margaret's work. That's what we're going to do. We're going to protect Margaret's work, no matter what we have to do.
That's very awesome, Clinton. Some of Margaret Stewart, McLuhan's secretary, for fuck's sake. It's pretty amazing what he's saying.
Doesn't have a clue. The man
Clinton or Andrew or both?
Yes. It's a race to the bottom. sitting there, the man had strokes, he couldn't even talk, couldn't even speak. Next thing he starts putting out these works of art just out of nowhere. This file cabinet's full of stuff. They burning up, throwing out in trash cans full of typewriter ribbons. The typing's the fast. The man's laid on the sofa, he's got, they got him on the morphine drip, he can't even know where he is. All of a sudden, this work starts flying out of that machine. It's astounding.
Yeah. Are you talking about Marshall or Andrew? I didn't get that.
No, we're talking about Marshall, and then, but Andrew doesn't even know what's going on, and he's trying to argue for the limitations of why it's the most superfluously, well, it is superfluous, thing that ever been has been, and he doesn't even know the work. He doesn't know the work. He's never read the books. He doesn't know anything about it. He's just the grandson walking into the thing trying to be,
we're just going to sustain this and keep it together, and we're going to see what it is.
He doesn't even know who's on, he don't even know who's on Mary's board. That's what he's saying. And she's the money, she's the money part of this whole thing. Well, except for that thing with Korean, that didn't go real good.
Yeah.
Minus all that, you know, it was kind of like a gray day as you kind of work things all out, but it's astounding the lack of knowing that this child has representing for the working whirling wisdom of Herbert Marshall McLuhan.
Mm. Yep. That's Clinton's mistake for being born so late. He's only got the grandson to work with.
No, yeah, I like
he got
it.
Up to the octet. He got up to the octet today, just out of off the cuff. So he's doing pretty good. There's other people that would. There's many people who have separated themselves from their genitalia to get what you just got right there as a guest in this little soiree. So. It's good to be you, Clinton. There must be something redeeming about you coming along. So good. Jump in. Now, wait. Hold on a second. All right. Do you understand the conversation of where we've gotten to so far? Don't answer that because you'll just get us pissed off. So don't do that. Let's just go with it. You can re-listen to it and catch up as you go. Bob brought you into this point of having this conversation about being some placeholder or marker or some sort of technological meme that you'd like to engage, and we'll play with that just a little bit, or we can just sort of chat a little bit and keep it light and soft. But we must caution you, we'll go toe-to-toe anytime you want to. It's not necessary. Keep it light and soft, and it'll be pleasant for you, is our suggestion. But please yourself, do whatever the fuck you want to do. We're with you.
Any response, Clinton?
Thanks. I will keep my ears perked and try to keep up.
Yes, yes. You're doing good. As Ian says to everybody, you're doing fine. Okay, I guess.
Not the same when you say it, Bob.
What'd you say, Alyssa? Not the same?
It's not the same when you say it.
That's right.
You're doing fine.
Yeah, I can't fake sincerity like Ian gets.
Okay, so the octad, I understand the part about the retrieval, because only once it's obsolete does it get retrieved. So the retrieval aspect is the ion god aspect of the retrieval. Right?
Right? I don't know. I don't think you like that right tone. You might say that as a question.
Well, I'm trying to make it a question.
Okay, so Ion,
the octad you said is the Bob was having issue with the fact that it's the god body, and there was some delineation between the god body and the fact that it was the AM cubed. But you're saying
wait! No, stop! Don't mess it up. You just had a good place. You were going off the cliff quick, so stop right there. Look, don't mess up the AM cubed, okay?
Uh-huh.
Don't mess that up and leave the God body out of it, because the God body is what's happened. That doesn't happen yet. You don't need any of Bob's bodies once you get there. You don't need an Ark of the Covenant anymore. You're on your throne. You have your throne on your head. You have your scepter. Mm-hmm. You have your place of power. You have your 420 elders. You have it all worked out. You have the lampstands. You have all the vile judgments have been completed as far as you're concerned. Okay. Mm-hmm. Once that happens, then a new thing happens. Then all of a sudden, you start rooting and reigning and engaging from your position of what you choose. So all these words go away. They're fleeting. That's why it's cute, mm-hmm. because it's once you come into your place of power, the God body will never think on the other bodies ever, ever again. This was just to get
right.
you back to God. That's because Bob took a left instead of a right. And she could have done this entire project in 3 days. But instead, he got on the 40-year plan, and we're just now coming along. 2020, him and Barbara Walters got to 2020, and that'll do it. So, good.
So,
Alyssa, is the God body the octad? Is that what you got from that, Alyssa?
No, the... Ion, when I talk to you about the applying the numbers to the creator body, you said 11-12, which relates to the dodecahedron and all of the ascension aspects. So once you're in the place of power, all the bodies go away. And the bodies are just right. a way to help get you
well,
out.
Well, the bodies are absorbed. They are absorbed.
Absorbed.
Which is what Clinton... Now, this is the part that Clinton actually does really good. He understands the details of the prognostication of the intertwining of the conversation. He does good with that because it's good. It's how you weave the rug back in. If there's a hole in the rug, he can weave it back together and put it back together. And he does that really good. And he's not whiny or yucky. He's good. He's good at that because he looks at the threads that are and can place them where they belong. Okay? So mm-hmm. sorting is delicious, and he's doing a really good job at that. He's good at that. But laying out the fabric of how the rug's going to go, not so much on the big picture. But that's okay because he's just getting his sea legs. He's just getting his sea legs under him, and he's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. We've helped. First, you want to go stick nails in your eyes. Then you see.
So I can share the lattice work with Clinton and see what weaving happens.
Say it again, then, and making a question so the crazy people can understand.
So this part lattice work that I've been creating and Bob's been helping, we've been dialoguing about it. You're talking about how Clinton is good at putting, like, weaving holes back together so there's not a hole.
Weaving them back together, yes.
Yeah. Well, that, I'm checking with you that I'll share the document with Clinton, yeah?
With me or Ion?
You better just stick with Bob. Bob's all the bubble gum you can chew right now, honey. Yeah, that's good. I mean, we don't care what you do, but just make sure Bob's in the soup of it because Lord's suffering cats. He's got stuff strode to the seven heavens right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Okay. So
he might have 17 projects going on at the same time, but don't say nothing. Three of them ain't even told Carolyn yet, and she's going to have to clean the mess up. So go figure that one out. It's going to get fun before it's over. He's lasted now, but he'll be crying before he goes to bed. Don't worry.
Hold it. Listen, just a minute. Let's bring Michael in. So that'd be, what do you think? You're pretty impressed with this conversation, right, Michael?
I'm just listening, Bob, and taking it in. I don't have anything to add at the moment.
Stop.
You're taking it in. Okay, specifically, what did you take in? That's what he's asking.
Well, the sooner you get to your God body, the sooner we can stop talking about all these other bloody bodies.
Fair, that's good. Now, we push against those pretty hard, but here's the thing. Here's the rub. There's a rub. Y'all did this. Y'all birthed them bodies. Y'all drug them forth. Y'all put them in place of power. Y'all put those quadrants. You got lost in them. You had to obsolesce them. You had to find your way in and out of them. It's your damn fault. If you don't like them, piss on it. You created them. You made them. You made it valid. You had to have every one of those to make it work. Without the tiny note, you cannot ascend. Biggin, there's your trouble. So now you better get yourself together and get it so you can unstep this thing before you get, before you shake yourself and tunk a low pies and wish not the spirit had departed from you.
Yeah.
But you better do.
So you mean we can't blame Bob for all of this iron?
You're sure you can, but Bob's gonna be sitting on his throne, picking his teeth with a diamond toothpick, and he's not gonna give a fuck whether y'all living or dying or not. He ain't gonna care. He's gonna say, "Depart from me." Bob is gonna look, and he's gonna say, "Oh, you didn't do your homework. Oh, you didn't show up. Oh, you didn't do what you're supposed to. Oh, you couldn't get a telephone that would ring. Oh, you couldn't get a thing that would work. Oh, you couldn't get a speaker to speak. Oh, you couldn't get a skip line that would work. Oh, you couldn't show up on time. Oh, you couldn't stay awake. Oh, you couldn't figure it out. Oh, you don't know who Wyndham Lewis is. Oh, 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 depart from me, for I never knew you." That's one of the last words he said. Y'all fucking with the dark soul. We told you. You fucking with the dark soul.
So,
I mean,
so
how clear
it
has to be.
Is the fact that Bob is the dark soul the authority that the dark soul brings to the ascending before the second war? Is that the fact that he brought the tiny note and the bodies to help create an authority place where we can move through the bodies in order to ascend? Is that the
Maybe.
Function of the
but
dark
he brought
soul?
The answer. He's the problem and he's the answer. He's the problem and he's the answer. The problem is you had your power all along. You have to have something to tell you can take it back. All right, but without the dark soul, nobody's ever going to notice that it happened. You're never going to want the Ark of the Covenant. You're never going to want the power in the Ark of the Covenant. You're never going to want the bones of Joseph. You're not going to be necessary in having shoe. You're not going to want shoe bread. But because of Bob, the dark soul, you're going to give anything to have some shoe bread. You're going to have anything to have some living water. You're going to have anything to come into this place where your body finally shifts more as the radiation increases. Did y'all not watch the 100? Did you not watch the 100?
I did.
Okay, well, then you know exactly these perfect people that somebody could sneeze and kill every damn one of them. They were perfect.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They had no resistance. They had no resistance.
Mm-hmm.
See the rub?
Tolerant. I've been wondering if you equate tolerance and resistance.
Tolerance with what, darling?
Radiation.
Counselors, make that a question.
Ion, do you equate tolerance of radiation the same as resistance?
When he goes, that means H. Marshall McLuhan, Herbert Marshall McLuhan. Remember? That's the HMM.
Okay.
So, Ian, you were saying, are you saying that wanting to be like Bob or coming across Bob, encountering Bob, experiencing Bob, being excited by the way Bob is, that brings us into ascension? To our own ascension process. Is that how the dark soul works?
Good Lord, no. The only people that can stand Bob, and that's Carolyn 3 to 3 days a week, and JW 4.5 days a week. They're the only people that can stand him in the world. Everybody else hates his guts. They'll tell you his face. I hate his guts. I never want to talk to you again. Don't call me anymore. I don't know who you are. Get away from me. Why are you in my house again? Get out. Get out. Go away. Y'all got this all tangled up. No, he does do what he does do is he stands quietly in the bastion knowing these things. They're not optical illusion. But you got to realize he didn't even know this was. Do you realize Bob did all this and did not know it was? You got this, right? He didn't have a clue this is what it was. He knew something. He put it together. He tried to have a high-minded thinking thought, thinking that thinks the thinker thinks that thunk of thinking thought thing. Yeah, that thing. Yeah, he did it. He put it together, and he was like, oh, yeah, well, what about that dough? And what about that dough? And what about that dough? Piecing the pieces all back together, but for nothing other than the cataclysmic position of molding it all together into a thing. Otherwise, why would you Escher a tiny note? Yes, that's exactly how he said it. You Escher a tiny note.
Yeah, that's so the ring of the angel diagram, the Escher ring.
Those days of CKLN when Bob was speaking about this, were you pushing Bob into that ion? Were you nudging him along the way? Because you say he was speaking about something that was, but he didn't know that it was. So were you the one pushing him to say those things?
Yeah, we had to. It was a chore, but yeah, we had to. That and his first girlfriend.
Go ahead, Clinton. I can go after you.
Ion, is the value of the publicly made recordings of Bob throughout, decades of all of this, is their value more in the posterity they offer, you know, to people who go back into the archives from now up until, you know, for years to come and whatever, or is it those who are listening live?
Okay, what's the question? Those listening live, or does it have a value? And he said a bunch of words for 50 years. Okay, yes, he did. Yes, people have listened to it. Yes, they've hated it. Yes, they think it has no value. Yes, scholars around the world have given their whole vicarious life living to undo the very thing that Bob says is, and he didn't do anything for it. He's standing in the bastion. He's the one sitting in the back of the room saying, you all are a bunch of idiots. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. And they're getting paid to make the speeches at the Coliseum to make it all work out. He's like, you've lost it. You don't know what you're saying. And the next thing you know, everybody turns around and looks at Bob and says, yeah, that's exactly right. Everybody gets up and leaves. Do you realize Newtonian law is now false? You get that, right? Laws work every single time without fail or exception, or they're not laws. Now, Newtonian law has been obfuscated. Now, what value is that? Well, it's pretty significant when you're trying to figure something out. Okay? Bob seems to have all the crazy answers. Bob doesn't even know what Newtonian law even applies to. But he knows it's been obfuscated, and then he's got a way out. Nobody else has the way out. The hypotheses have been proven time and time again, but the answers have changed now. Once that happens, the reticule that you're using, the pocketbook that you're using to store all these knowings that are gone, are gone. All you're going to have is the past pluperfect verb tenses that you can actually conjugate. Because if you think that bitch Siri is going to do it for you, you can get you a nice big penis to suck on, because there ain't going to be none of that. It's gone. It's over. You're not going to get back except for what she says you can have. And that's troublesome, because you have given vicariously everything to this bitch computer body that's now going to decide what you can have back. Oh, wait, isn't that how communism works? Isn't that how socialism works? You put in everything you got and get a little bit out to get you by one more day? Is that how it works? Well, then you're doing real good. Then you're batting 1,000. Get on up into Canada and get there. You'll be good. You stay real still, though, because you can't use much energy. There's not much to go around.
So, Ion, you said about the 100 that it will show me how they are perfect and fragile. And then the others are wrong and strong and superior to them. They're nasty, but they've been through it, so they will have a tolerance. And then you said, aha, good for you. So
that's, you figured it out. And that's the point. That's what you're bringing in. That's what Bob is bringing in. Because the people who are qualified to sit with Bob are ridiculous. The ones that are qualified, they're ridiculous. The ones that aren't qualified, they're the ones that are going to make it.
Yeah, you're talking about like the he's talking about the like the McLuhan list, the forum, the McLuhan forum. They're all expert on McLuhan, but they didn't get it. They're not going to make it. You know, Alex Kuskis's blog. Is that what you're referring to, Ion? Or are there others?
Yes, it is. That's the point.
Yeah.
And then some of the least in the kingdom are going to be first. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. His rule, locked down by
rule.
That's okay.
And when you said have
right.
been...
And then, and it does give fresh meat. It gives fresh meat, which is good. Nothing wrong with it. Clinton was nothing. He was absolutely nothing. And now he's coming on into his place, and he's going to be okay. I mean, he was an insignificant nothing. And now he's going to have value. It's great. Bob is once again working his magic again to taking the least in the kingdom and putting something that can sit, you know, around the throne one day.
The least in the kingdom barged into Bob's radio show as nothing, the way I did?
Yes.
Really?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
For what I had accomplished
before
everybody.
You did do your work, you did do your homework, and you defined synchrony that no one else could do.
Please do not argue for your limitations, Clinton. Don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Don't do that.
Right. Excuse me.
No, be soft. Be soft with it. No, we're giving you the best compliments ever, so you better take them while they come, because they can go just about as quickly.
Why do you respond like that to Ion giving you a compliment?
That I was nothing before I joined
the
cult.
No, they said you're going to be something. You're going to be something. And you're like, oh, I was nothing? Fuck that. Like.
Yeah, okay, Clint, you walk into the schoolroom that Bob was running, and he put you at the top of the class after 15 minutes.
No, he won't. No. You've had school for 40 fucking years, and he walks in on final week and says, I think I should sit over here. I think it'd be better. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know anything, but the little things I do know, I've talked to everybody. I know everybody. I know how it works. I get invited to all these conferences, and they all know who I am, and they don't email me, and I don't email them back because I'm superior to them anyway. The people that are pumping you up, Biggin, ain't worth a damn. And that's what you need to know. The world you're diving into is a vulturous No. Don't mind us. You can dip your big toe in the water. You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it when they get through with
you.
It'll be so
pleasant. That's the advice I was waiting
for.
Thanks.
It'll be delightful. You'll enjoy it. But now, don't
perfect.
Jump in
that's
on
all
it once. It'll be way, too much for you. Don't let it overwhelm the pride and prejudice that you control. No. You go slow into that hot tub and let it cook you nice and even from the bottom to the top. It'll be delicious. You might want to eat a lot of... Karen, get him up some papaya. If we have to eat this one, he's a bit sinewy. We need to get him some fatten him up and get some papaya to tender him up a little bit if we're going to put this one in the pot.
Wonderful.
Maelstrom.
Well, what else needs to be said, really?
The maelstrom continues, Clinton. The maelstrom continues.
Yes.
Yes. Maelstrom continues. And there's Clinton. You have to realize what a terrible place Ottawa is. And there's Clinton, his chemical body, sitting in Ottawa hearing the most glorious thing he's ever going to hear in a ridiculous environment. Canada. Hey, Kellen, you got to mute.
Okay.
That's poor Clinton. He was getting the papaya so we could tenderize him a little bit.
Kellen's getting the papaya.
Ion, you say in Revelations that they will have to go through the five bodies to decide whether or not they want to kill themselves.
Yep.
So now.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's not a news flash. We said that way back then, Jenny Bell. Now, wait a minute. Y'all never need to don't second guess Jenny Bell's notes. They are the best. Now, there are other notes. Rejoice has great notes. There's many great notes. But don't ever second-guess Jenny Bell. Jenny Bell has the most concise, collected, virtuoso-based notes.
the best. It is the best. She is the best notes for these questions, because the Yanni made it through the vile judgments yet, but these things that are happening that we said back then, that's what's happening there. You turn around and look, they're murdering people all over the place, and nobody, they don't even make the news anymore. Thousands and thousands are getting killed every day. Well, like, shot him in the, what happened? Shot him in the face. Oh, well, okay, whatever. But that's coming home, honey. They said, how many got shot in the face? They said, 9 on the way home. 9 people got shot in the face. Well, God darn, what's going on? I don't know. It was 10 yesterday, so I guess that's what happens. Okay, that's fine. And this ain't the gangbangers. This ain't the bad one. This is everybody, anybody. Just, oh, well, grandma came home late from the senior center, and we shot her in the face. We're tired of that bitch coming here late. We shot her in the face. We got done. So we're going to keep her around. We're going to ice her because we want them Social Security checks. We're going to keep them checks. We're going to put her and ice her down and keep her going, keep her pumped up. We're going to listen to Monday Night and How to Work with the Dead and get some good advice and keep her alive so we can get the Social Security checks. It'll be good. The Walking Dead. It's beautiful. We love it. It's a beautiful thing.
Monday Night Key Late Life
into the ever-loving dead. Key Late Life into the ever-loving dead. We like it. It's good. It's good.
But one doesn't have to, what's the verb I should use? Like, ones that
we don't care which verb you use, but the tense better be correct. We don't care which verb you use, but the tense better be
correct.
Okay, on point.
So the ones that had.
Had studied, perfect, good.
The ones that had studied the tiny note. The tiny note swallows, the gods absorb all the bodies. What I'm trying to ask is, like, you don't have to study the bodies in order to ascend.
No, but rarely, that's
true. Now, wait, what? Okay, here's the age-old thing. This is the Damascus Road, Emmaus Road, but this is the big one, the Sanhedrin. Stop. The Sanhedrin said that Jewish law provided a way to ascension without Jesus. Okay? They're waiting on the Messiah to come to bring them the rule and the reign. And the Torah provides the rules and the regulations of how to navigate to get yourself back to your place of power. Now, they're qualified because they're the ones that put the power in the box in the first place. And that's the whole... Yes, Bob, it's all that, the Jewish lore that you've asked about, the Kismet, the Carfunkel, the Kuhnugger, the Clip-Cloppers, all of that stuff, the Kohanim, and all those specific things, okay, from the lore that goes with it. So they're saying that's one way. And then the other way is Jesus shows you how to ascend. You just do the eat the bread, drink the water, take the remag so you can get through the transition, and then don't kill yourself, and then you ascend. True. See, that's the two sides. That's the struggle. That's the Buddhist way of the same. Same way. Exactly the same way.
Wait, what was that lesson? What, the same way?
Exactly. The same way, exactly. The two sides provide an answer. And see, then they come and say, well, I'm of Benjamin. Well, I'm of Paul. Well, I'm of Uncle Heschel. Oh, I'm of Peter, you see. So all these different sides say the same thing, which is what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have to believe in the four bodies. Wait, now. Just four bodies, and then you get the fifth body. Andrew, wait, stop. No, wait. You have to go through the McLuhan quadrant. Okay, wait. Now, let's say you don't get all the way through the McLuhan quadrant, but you get taken up by the LaRouche quadrant, because sometimes they can get them coffee enemas. Sometimes they put meth in them coffee enemas, and ooh, you can go right on top of that. So if you don't make it all the way out of the McLuhan quadrant, and the Queen put something up your bum in the LaRouche quadrant, and the Thompson quadrant says it didn't happen anyway because it didn't really matter because it wasn't true. We don't know what you're talking about because we were saying we watched the whole thing and nothing about it could be even prospectively inclusive of anything that smart people would ever know. Right? If that were the case, and you don't get through that one, and then you have this, the Croker quadrant, the quick crack Croker, the Croker quadrant that doesn't allow you to even be there anyway because you're not qualified, obviously, to do the things that you're supposed to do. That Arthur Croker would say that you can't have to come to at least this level here to even be spoken to. If you don't make it to there, and you get to the tiny note or the Android meme. That would be the counterpart of the mechanical bride. The Android meme would be the parallel of what McLuhan was talking about as the mechanical bride. It takes the place or obsolesces the mechanical bride and then creates this chip body, which would be the five bodies. And that once that's done, if you get through, you're asking if you get through that and then you don't get the tiny note, you can't make it, or you don't have to get through the quadrants, but you do have to get the tiny note to make it. Which one is it?
Well, what are you defining as the tiny note?
Lord suffering cats. Bob, tell her what the damn tiny note. Bob will send it to you. Bob, make an email.
No,
to
I got girl. It.
You can't.
I got
what
it,
do you
but
mean?
It seems like you're using it metaphorically for something else. Like as
what
a,
are you talking about? What are you talking? Okay, is the NSA metaphorical?
Okay, so the tiny note is the four quadrant plus Bob's quadrant. Right now, that's what the tiny note encapsulated, but
that's
you also
not,
told
the,
Bob...
There's more to that. Stop. There's more to the tiny note than that, Bob. Bob. Bring Clinton on the line. We'll talk to Clinton or something. Darn, you gotta know what the tiny note is.
The tiny note explains the Android meme. It explains... the electronic condition.
It brings to the fruition what all the bodies acquiesced. All the bodies mm-hmm. took something. Each quadrant took something, and they took it away. And so the representation mm-hmm. is they were caught taking it away or taking an outro, taking a part of. They were caught. Bob caught them. He caught them, and they were too clever, but he caught them, and he outed them, and he put them together and brought them back all the way in full circle, and then obfuscated them, obsolesced them, and then brought them back, and the tiny note allows you to put it back together, how to get out of this mess.
So the
that's
tiny
pretty
note
good.
Without the tiny,
that's very good what he
without
said.
Without the tiny note. Without the tiny note, you cannot obsolesce it. You can't retrieve it. You
right.
can, all you're going to find out is that you've got a really sore butt, and the medium is the
right.
message, and the Queen did it, and nobody else cares, and that you got to catch somebody else doing it because nobody was at fault. Otherwise, you're just going to end up very sad. You have to have
yeah,
the
it's
time
not
to
about,
get over it.
It's not about what the bodies gain. It's about what the bodies gave up. And when you... I see. So I'm asking about the tiny. You're talking about the tiny note in perspective of the pentad, and I'm addressing that you're
yes.
bringing up the octad now. So are you moving the tiny note? The tiny note is an action of retrieval.
No, it's not an action. It's a it's not an action. The tiny note is a function. Don't
okay.
mess that up.
Right.
No. It's a
so
function.
So it can apply.
It's a function key. It's not an
right.
action. The tiny note
so
is not a verb. The tiny
mm-hmm.
note is never a verb, okay? This is important because people will verb their way right to hell. You'll verb
right.
your way and get caught in the Rouge Quadrant. You'll never get out. You are never,
right.
never gonna get out of that. Never gonna get out of that. You'll never get out. He can't even get out. The motherfucker's dead. He can't even get out of it. It's pretty
so
bad.
You can function, you can apply the tiny note, you can apply the function of the tiny note to the octad as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's fine. We just didn't want you to get too, because, let's be fair now. There's other people that are listening, or four. We lost a few to CNN, so there's four other people listening, okay, at least. And so we don't want to make this any little word, and they'll listen to this 100 years from now, since there's no time. And then Bart brings up stuff from 1985. It's the most incredible thing. I found an Iron quote from 1985, and here it was. They were at the round table, and it was amazing. It was great because we had it on the video upload. It was advanced data. No, what was it? Mega upload. Yeah, mega upload. Mega upload. We found it in Australia. It was all the words that were said, and they sold it to us for $1 because they was in bankruptcy. But they said they owned all those digital recordings, and they took them because they're scoundrels. They're scoundrels.
Yeah, do you realize that, Clint? You know, we used to send stuff to Mega Upload. We used Mega Upload in the early years, and then he got nailed, and that was the end. So I am saying that our stuff that's out there and got lost on Mega Upload is still out there in Australia. Somebody could find it, he's saying. What were you saying, Clinton?
Mega Upload was based in New Zealand, so.
Yes, yeah, that's why it's in Australia. Yeah, you're right.
It's in Australia.
Did you get that in the so Alyssa, when the Ions cloud is built, all of Bob's works is saved. So that means that stuff Mega Upload will be saved, and Bart will one day find it.
Basically, and that's the point. And that's the point that it is. And so even in this word, that's why we're very careful, and we try not to have stray wordy words because it goes ugly. You see what I mean? Because then you get a Bart picking it up, going, well, this is the words that came, and we've got it really clear, and this is what it said, and this is what we're doing. Here's a YouTube to go with it, and Dame Edna has confirmed it. Dame Edna. Dame Edna Everidge has confirmed it, and it's the truth. It's what happened. It was a neighborhood block party, and they were going around house to house to check it out to see what people had in their cupboards.
You know that Dame Edna was in shock treatment.
Who?
Dame Edna. Well, the actor was in shock treatment.
Yeah, Dame Edna. She's in right now, or was?
Was in the sequel. Never mind. I'll tell you later.
No, we know who you are. Ian talked about her all the time. So you're saying she went through shock treatment before she became known?
No, she was in a movie called Shock Treatment, which was a musical sequel to Rocky Horror Show.
As
the Nazi scientist character. Well, no, sorry. The German pseudo-Nazi scientist character.
Well, then you may be explaining why I didn't know the movie, Clinton. And you may be explaining why Ian's been quoting this Dame Edna character the last couple of weeks because of that movie.
Well, the character wasn't, but the actor playing the character was. So it's that's in my chart, if you want to put it in those terms.
Your chart. These millennials, they have to redo and reinvent the wheel. They're always trying to reinvent the wheel.
Rick's coming from somebody who took 60 years to walk across the street. That's pretty cool, Bob. That's good for you.
The word function is really key.
The mathematical formula. It does say Bob's formula at the top there, doesn't it? Or the bigger chart's called Bob's formula. It's a mathematical equation.
So
you know, the tiny node comes from Dobbs's formula, which goes from 1750 to 2020.
Yeah.
Tiny node is just 60 to 90, 1960 to 1990.
Clinton, what would your definition of a function be in terms of like algorithms
it takes an input. A function takes an input and returns an output. So a function basically is something that escapes into a whole new subspace, does its thing, and then returns back to its origination with a transmogrification of the input into something fresh. That's, I guess, how you could think it works in a generalizable way. Whenever you call upon a function and then provide a couple parameters to define the variables that the function accepts, function, goes off, does its thing, and then comes back to you with the answer all assembled just the way that you wanted it, as a black box. You don't even have to know what the function was.
Right. Like, so that makes sense. That makes sense as to why Anand was talking about how Bob caught the quadrant with what they gave up. What were the words exactly, Anand? What they got rid of, or what they lacked, or I don't remember the words. But yeah,
what they gave up. He said gave up.
Okay. Yeah. So that applies to the brackets of the variables. You know, like each quadrant gave up something, Bob caught them giving something up, and then you run it through the tiny node as a function, and it comes out transformed or seen differently or applied differently. So, Ion, the dodecahedron has
a list. It comes out completed.
It's a dispensation. The dispensation.
Dispensation. P as in Peter, dispensation? Peter?
Papa.
Yep. Papa.
Transmogrified.
Well, he said that earlier.
Right.
What's the did he say dispensation? Or
yes.
With a T?
A dispensation.
Now, P, okay. It's a dispensation there, Alyssa.
Okay, it's better than completion.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, good.
well, Bob, at least he does have manners, though. That's good. We're trying to find things why we can keep Clinton around a few more days.
He's a Canadian.
They're nice people.
Oh, well, that's not a good list. That's the wrong. We don't want that. Doesn't help him. That doesn't help him at all. He's going to burn for the rest of them. Then, Lord suffering cats.
No, listen to this, Alyssa. In theology, one meaning of the term dispensation is as a distinctive arrangement or period in history that forms the framework through which God relates to mankind. That's exactly what the chart is.
Perfect.
It's about the Apulian.
Exactly
the Apulian
right.
was explaining God's ways to humans. That's perfect. So there it is, dispensation, another meaning for Apulian.
Okay. The Merriam-Webster says...
It didn't cost you nothing. It's free.
The Merriam-Webster says, thank you, Ian, a particular arrangement or improvisation, especially of providence or nature. Is that a synonym definition to what you were just talking about?
Yep, that's close enough.
So okay. Providence is in Rhode Island, yeah. So the old world shadows hang heavy in the air.
Okay, so the dodecahedron has 12...
Like a refugee.
He's quoting the song, Alyssa. The Eagles. What is that song called?
Oh, I can hit you on back up again, Ion, for this one. Yeah, I got you.
And she came from Rhode Island.
We like that. We like that. That's good. That's where Sheila's mama was from.
Yes, Sheila Kern. What did you just laugh at, Alyssa, that Ian said, that he said he could do something for you, or you liked it?
No, I said I could hit them on backup for the Eagles song.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Hey, you know what? Looking at this word dispensation, they've got charts beside it of the Bible, and it's laid out horizontally like Ginny's charts. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Where are you looking, Bob?
We just put it
in there not long ago. We lined them up so it'd make it easier.
Before I got there.
But don't tell the tech body. You'll get off. He's nuts all the time. That's the horniest motherfucker you ever run into. He'll just nut over nuts.
Yeah.
Here we go. But he don't last for nothing. You got to know what you're doing. If you're going nut right, you got to hold on. You got to make it beneficial. You got to make it work. And see, that's the problem. He has no staying power. He's a one-shot wonder. Boom, and he's done. He's over. So that's where you can trick it and play with it just a little bit to woo it in, because it ain't going to be uncomfortable, because it ain't going to last a second. It's over with before it ever gets started good. That's what's wrong with the tech body. They can't stand. That's why the facial book is going to fall. That's why all these different technologies, these techs, are going to fail, because they run everything. They're not making technology to be better. They're making technology now to control. They're not making you a remote control so you don't have to turn your TV. They're making it so that the TV can turn you over in the bed. It makes you turn over, which is what Marshall McLuhan said was going to happen. But in
a libertarian archetypal way.
No, not anymore. You are serving the machine soon. Because you don't do anything now. Because if the machine says you got no money, you got no money. It don't matter how much goddamn money you got. You see? It don't matter.
Right. Ion is another function of the tiny note chart. Is another way of putting it to call it a restoration of the faculty of interrelations?
An inspiration.
Like a restoration of the sensus communis.
No. It's an inspiration. No.
Inferation. So I'm able to infer deeper truths from the substance of my sense perception.
You would, typically you would. I can't say you're the best at it, but you would be able to if you could. Yeah, you have capacity, but probability is not so good.
The inferation.
Inferation. We like
That's
it
good.
Now. There you go. Now just think, we're gonna have to put that in the book. We're gonna have to put that in the damn Wikipedia, so it'll be a word.
I'm sure if anyone can do it, you could.
So did you get this, Alyssa? The tech body is the control of the chip body as an art form, and it will not survive Bob's dispensation.
Yes. And the tiny note function applies to the octad or the AM cubed, just like
the tiny note predicts Ion, and then it got realized when Ion showed up in 2009. But I did not know that. He talks about I did not know in CKM what I was doing. I was doing the right thing, saying the right words, but I didn't know where it would lead. That's what Ion is explaining. The tiny note explains, exactly where we were going. I used to say it's Carolyn's view after men had blown it all up. It's fucked up. And then Carolyn, got into the new stuff pretty early with Mir in New York. But I said my chart was like an offering to Carolyn and her team. This is what we men tried to do. And I think we achieved something if you go with me. So I was pleading like some guy in the Game of Thrones for Khaleesi not to kill me. And I did. I succeeded because Ion convinced Carol, Bob did something worthwhile.
Wow. So the tech body, this tech body is like a pretty new coinage, right? Tonight? Even?
Yes. Yeah. It's brand new. Ion made it up. We didn't have that word.
Wonderful. So, is the point something like that when virtual space becomes as real as physical space and machine is mediating man, that like, say, a permaban from social media will entail excommunication from society itself?
Yeah, it's like the mark of the beast. You don't have the mark, you don't make it. And so we're seeing that happen right now. I mean, most people... who, like the guy who did the HTTP, Tim Berners-Lee, they are shocked at what's come about with social media and Facebook. And they're trying to, go back and start over again or create some alternative. But we lost. And so the Facebook takes over for a while, and it's outraging everybody. Right, Clinton? People are really mad at what Facebook represents.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, the mark of the beast, for fuck's sake. Mark Zuckerberg, and write his name. Mark the Zuckerberg.
Okay, so I just want to ask this.
And they won't even let their own children participate in the thing that made them all rich.
Right.
Yeah. So, Ion, there are 12 sides to the dodecahedron. Are you...
No. That's not the way you describe a dodecahedron. Sorry.
12 angles?
Each side has... It's 144... But it's a zillion degrees, but it's 144,000 angles.
Each side is 144,000 angles.
Yep.
Okay. So it's not appropriate to say that it has 12 sides.
Does it?
How about faces?
Yes, it does have 12 faces. Good. Side
okay,
is
so,
a different conversation. Side has to have a counterpart or an opposition.
Okay.
You have to be opposite
right.
of a tree. So faces, very good. That's it.
Okay.
Good.
So...
Good save.
So
good save, darling. Good save. Everybody else is crying home by now. You did good, sugar.
Okay. So is there 12 faces representing 12 bodies?
12 tribes.
I should say, are there? Are there? Okay, 12 tribes.
12 tribes, yeah.
And do Bob's bodies that we've resurrected and put back in the ground and resurrected, and you came up with the fucking tech body, and now you're calling it the AM cubed, which is the octad. Are you?
We don't call it. We didn't call it AM cubed. Y'all do. We didn't call that.
Yeah, like you look in the Dobbs squad, and you'll see Quark Toon cubed. That's the Quark and the cartoon. It's where Greg Duffel comes in, but he doesn't understand that. But Quarktoon cubed.
Oh, no.
I think I have Quadrophenia cubed in there, too, or something. But
okay.
The four bodies we originally explained, that's the dodecahedron. You know, the dodecahedron, as Ian is explaining, is in the tiny node chart.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
I didn't know that when I made the chart.
Weave.
I didn't know that.
I'm trying to weave that. I'm trying to get more clarity and some more words on all that now.
Well, you remember when I first asked Ian the first couple of days, what are you? And I cited the Evergreens had, they made up of 6,500 to 7,000 entities. But I said, how many entities I think I knew the Willows were 295,000 or something, some big number. So I said, how many entities are you, Ion? Thinking Ion was a bunch of entities. They said, we're a dodecahedron, and you take one of the angles and put 5,000 entities on that angle. Then add up all the angles of the dodecahedron, and then I said, well, that would be millions, and Ian said zillions. But I later learned that Ian was not all those entities. Ian was the environment for those entities, the hologrammy, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's saying the angles, there's all, millions of them, and what did he say is, you, what's the better way to say it?
Faces.
He corrected you.
12 faces.
12 faces, and they were the 12 tribes,
the 12
and then they become
tribes.
The 12,000 tribes. The 144,000 angles that the dodecahedron sort of refines from the zillions of angles or zillions of entities on the angles. That's interesting.
Are the same 144,000 in Revelation.
Right. So what we learn now is that there are 144,000 angles in the dodecahedron with 5,000 entities on each angle.
They said 144,000 angles to one face.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. That's it. 12 times. So that's why you get zillions
right.
of entities. So I never knew how many angles there were.
And that's why we don't say sides, because we don't take sides.
I don't get the word. What's the word you're saying you don't say?
Side. Sides.
Oh, side.
Face.
You say face.
Right.
Ah, right. Very good.
Yeah. Because sometimes we take sides with Clinton, which is rare. We haven't yet. We will maybe one day. We hope to. We would like to. We'd like to. He's such a nice guy. Just a nice guy.
Thanks.
But then so is Andrew Crystal. And so was Andrew Crystal, and so was
yeah.
a lot of people. So just saying.
A lot of people are nice, yes.
Hey, I love this weekly Dungeons & Dragons Cult Edition meeting, and I'll keep coming.
Stay around for the conversation, Clinton. We're ending the show, the recorded part.
Thank you, Ion.
Yay, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
It's a wonderful day. Thank you
Thanks,
very much.
Ion.
It's been great. Happy McLuhan Week. Happy McLuhan Week. Don't miss it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Wow, Mom.